For most people, staying at home has provided some sense of safety during the coronavirus pandemic. But for Michigan residents who live under the threat of domestic violence, staying home during an especially stressful time feels anything but safe. Shelters that take in victims and their children are trying to protect their guests on multiple levels right now. For a look at how they're doing it, I'm joined by Megan Hennessy. She's the program director at Resilience Advocates for Ending Violence. The group operates Ginny's Place, a shelter in the Holland area in West Michigan. Megan, hello.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm also joined by Emma Peterson, the president and CEO of YWCA of Metro Detroit, which operates an emergency shelter. Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
Emma, the YWCA in Detroit runs the largest domestic violence emergency shelter in the state. You've got 67 beds. Could you describe the shelter a bit more and explain how you're dealing with social distancing because of COVID-19?
Our facility is a dorm-like facility. We have visiting nurses that come visit our program 3 times a week to check the temperatures and to make sure that there is no indication that COVID exists within our program.
So there must be a bit of sort of extra pressure with that dorm-like setting.
We typically clean anywhere from 5 to 7 times a day because we know that because of the lack of social distancing, we need to clean the facility frequently.
Megan, Ginny's Place serves people in West Michigan, and you can serve 8 or 9 families. How has the pandemic affected your operations?
Each of the families have their own individual rooms that they can lock behind them, so there's an opportunity for social distancing. But obviously, there are common areas like the kitchen and the living room, and we've been implementing additional cleaning measures, designating areas in the shelter for isolation if that's needed. So far, we haven't needed to. We have secured some funding and are doing fundraising to look for and rent other confidential locations for people. We're probably serving 20 or 25 families in residential services right now, which is unprecedented for us.
As testing becomes more available, we've seen different populations become priorities, especially where people are living in close quarters. What's been happening with testing for the people staying at your shelters and for your staff?
We do encourage testing amongst all of our staff, as well as our clients who are currently in the shelter. And I'm pleased to report that as of today, we have not had any elevated temperatures and or anyone tested positive for COVID in our shelter.
And Megan, what about you? How are you handling testing in your facility?
Our public health department in Ottawa County advised us for the residents of our shelter to follow normal protocol for anybody else in the community. But we don't have anybody coming in and doing testing at this time. We've also been encouraging, you know, the people in the shelter to please let us know if you are feeling sick, because there are other options that it doesn't put you at risk of losing your temporary housing with us. We're going to figure out a way to keep you safe and healthy at the same time.
A number of law enforcement agencies in our listening area have reported an increase in domestic violence calls since the shutdown began. Have your organizations seen an increase in people looking for services? Megan, let's start with you.
We've seen a 66% increase in requests for emergency shelter. So domestic violence is all about power and control. When abusers feel like they're losing control, that's often when their abusive behaviors will escalate. And during this time of pandemic, we all feel a little bit of a loss of control. You know, people are worrying about their finances, they're worried about their health and their safety. And for abusers who feel or interpret that as a loss of control over their household and feel like they should have control over their household, they often will escalate their behavior.
And Emma, have you seen a change in the number of people or the types of calls that you're receiving?
Yes. Well, the calls that we're getting are mostly large families. And what we are also noticing that we do get clients who are potential clients who call us, but then sometimes they may not show up. And we attribute that to their abuser being home and they cannot leave as they would normally do because everybody is a shelter in place.
Getting ready for this interview, I kept thinking about the idea that I touched on in the introduction, that there are people who are so afraid of what might happen or what has already happened to them at home that they feel safer at a place where they're much more likely to be exposed to a virus that's already killed thousands of people here in the state. I wonder what you're hearing and seeing from folks facing what seems like a lose-lose proposition. Emma?
The clients in our shelter, they seem to be at peace right now, and as well as our staff. Our staff seems to be at peace as well. You know, they really feel honored to serve the population that we serve, and they're rising above to do anything possible in order to make sure that the women and children who come into our program are safe. That's number one. And number two, that we provide the services that they really need while they are there.
Survivors are incredibly resilient, and they often will try to pick the best time to leave. Even before COVID, you know, I'd hear stories from survivors like, I do want to leave him. I just want to get through this pregnancy first. Or if I can just save up a little bit of money, then I'm planning on leaving on such and such a date. And so I worry a little bit about the folks who aren't leaving right now, that don't feel like it's a safe world to kind of go out there. And I'm kind of attributing the stories that we're hearing from people that are coming into shelter are ones of, I didn't have another choice. He was going to kill me, or I had to get out of there.
Megan Hennessy is the program director at Resilience, Advocates for Ending Violence, which operates the shelter Ginny's Place in West Michigan. And Emma Peterson is the president and CEO of YWCA of Metro Detroit. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.